Today we enter the holy temple with a thick hemp rope and a bad attitude on hand. The house of our Lord has become a den of inequity and injustice, full to the brim with sin, hypocrites and liars, moneylenders and thieves, soulless sinners more interested in Caesar's gold than in the coming kingdom, prosperity preachers pimping our people and selling God's word like they wrote it and own it. This is a Christ-like ass-whooping that's been way past due. Let the church of poetry say amen. But they don't want to hear me now. They don't want to hear me. Not now. I got too much to say in too little time. I got too many hypocrites messing with my mind. I got too many knives too close to my spine. No justice, no peace, no freedom. I feel like Joseph in prison when dreams were in season. And I don't need another reason. I trust in God's mercy and I feel heaven sent. And when my Lord Jesus Christ left, I know exactly where he went. So don't try to convert me, divert me, or see how freaking far you can get. I'm a son of light with the will to fight, and I ain't trying to hear shh. I got mine, get yours. If you need one, I can point you all in the right direction. Just don't be asking me any more stupid ass questions. Seek and ye shall find. Make up your own damn mind. Keep dreaming, keep hoping. Get off your lazy behind and knock, and the door shall be open. You got eyes to see and ears to hear, but they don't want to hear me now. Don't want to hear me now. They don't want to hear me, not now. I might talk about all of the fake saviors these days and all of the fake prophets we praise. And every time I turn around, there's another false witness claiming to be God. They've got knowledge of God's mind, so they know exactly what he's thinking and saying. They got people in prayer line, hotline, steadily praying for a suggested offering rate at $9.99, and it's just so damn sick. It's like calling up 1-800-666. So check this, selling lines and quotes of what real prophets wrote does not make you a pastor or a priest. It makes you a middleman, pimp, and a thief, the kind that controls a whole lot of hoes while somebody else is busy screwing him. So to all you corporate church witches who are getting misery's riches by stealing from the Bible, you're guilty of libel and theft from the minds of the masses, and we should sue all of your asses and sell off all of your assets and feed Africa for a couple of frickin' millennium. Damn! These cats really should be doing hard time, convicted for international intellectual copyright crimes. You didn't write nothing, you didn't create it, and you didn't record it. You just stole it and sold it, and I'm here to report it. And if I were God, I wouldn't even be claiming you. And if you hear this stuff done at Quantum Beat Studios with militant music in a few more days, and you start to talk too much snap, then when I write part two, I'ma start naming you and tell everybody who will listen, all the Jews, Muslims, and Christians, that we can get an ear of, a glance from, or a simple moment of their passing day just to say, I got too much to say in too little time, and they don't want to hear me now. They don't want to hear me. They don't want to hear me. Not now. The Dubber. Take them home, dog. They don't want to hear us now. They don't want to hear us. Not now. Not now. Not now.